Blog Talk Radio.
People try to find that one. And they always come up with none. I'm not trying to end up like them, no. Cause being lonely just ain't for me.
Ain't for me.
So I'm steady
searching,
cause I know she's out there
lurking.
And she's gonna put it down till I'm done. She's gonna be the best I ever had.
I'm looking for the one.
What's up?
It's your boy G-Bev, and I'm coming back with another edition of Sound of Forms. I'd like to welcome you all to the place where you need to be. Starting every Tuesday at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, we're going to kick it. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to get to know each other. We're going to get intimate with each other. And we're going to start this thing off right. We're going to start it off again. I'll break down pretty much what's going to happen. But I want to start off with a little bit of prayer. That's how I do things around here on this platform. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But I just want to let people know where I stand. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Just thank you for your blood. I thank you for all that you have done for me, all the blessings, all the things that I've seen and unseen, Lord God, you placed before me. I thank you for my family. I thank you for this fellowship that I have with this audience. I pray that this be a blessing to someone and they'll be able to get things off their chest and be able to learn something through your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding. In everything that we pray, amen. So once again, That's how I get down on this program. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But I'm not here for likes. I'm not here for approval. My show has been still. I go back. I look at my stats, my archives. People are still listening to my past shows all around the world. And so I'm blessed. So why should I be afraid for things that I'm having? So I'd like to start off where I've been, why I took such a long hiatus. A lot of people know that my situation and things that I go through. If you do not know, you can know me on a personal level to do that. And if you listen to my past podcast, there's a lot of stuff that I say on there. I just don't feel the need that I need to repeat that. I have matured since then, and I thank God for all the blessings that He's given me, and that I'm still able to be on this earth and still have breath and life in my lungs. So that's where I've been. It's been on my heart, my mind, that I start this up again. Everything that people have been going through and on the internet and all that kind of stuff, man, I've been doing this for a hot minute, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you go back and you look at my old stuff, I've been talking about this forever, about the evilness in this world and how wicked places. We'll go further into that maybe a little bit later. We'll revisit and remaster some of the old episodes because there's a finite diamond, sharp edge that needs to be applied to these conversations. And knowing that, you know, diamonds, once they are procured through the pressure of the coal, creating this diamond, the diamond form, really hard to break. So we want to make sure that our blessings are renewed every morning, and give thanks to Jehovah. And that's another thing that I'll say. I'll say Jehovah, and I'll say Jesus, although the names that he is called, the Heavenly One, because I want people to know what God I'm referring to. There's a lot of people out there who refers to God, and they are somehow, some way, not referring to the same God in which you serve. So I am specific. It's like my name is George, but we do go by pronouns. Another thing is that when it comes to this show, these are my opinions. These are what I feel that I have gained the knowledge or understanding from. Now, saying that does not mean that I am 100% right or I'm 100% accurate in all things that I say. So I will be humbled if someone can come and talk to me, have a conversation about certain things. And I'll keep open mind about things. But there's certain lines that I will not bend nor break nor cross in order to satisfy other people's beliefs. Now, when it comes to racial epithets, when it comes to when it comes to gender, when it comes to sexual orientation, when it comes to religious beliefs, when it comes to pronouns, when it comes to abortion. As I said, these are things that are hot topics that people, one, like to get down and dirty in, and they speak their opinions on them. Other times, they will shy away from them. I will never shy away from any subject because I am secure what I believe and how I believe it. Now, one thing if you don't know about me, you're just now listening to me for the very first time. I believe in the three principles of what the Bible says, and these three things keep me grounded: love, hope, and faith. I will try my best, as I am, to love everybody that I could possibly love, no matter what they look like, what they sound like, or what they believe. My hope is that we can have a relationship, no matter what or where or when we fall in a spectrum that doesn't agree or does not agree with the person that in which we are speaking with. And having faith in humanity that all people, are created equal under the law and justice and righteousness of Jehovah Nisi himself. It has nothing to do with this fleshly realm, even though I live in it. Now, saying that, I also live by another principle that is connected to that, which is love, peace, and unity. Once again, I will show love and support people in love, regardless of what's going on. Secondly, I love peace. And it's not the peace that you think that humans will give us, but it's that peace that comes from Jehovah, that Jesus has given us since he died on the cross. And then once again, the unity of humanity coming together in all shades, all religions, all beliefs, just like on the day of Pentecost when they came together and fell under the Holy Spirit for the very first time. And they interacted in a spot where everybody was one. So those, my friends and brothers and sisters, are basically the guidelines in which this show will be flowing on and operating in the frequency of, doing every episode, doing every opportunity, whether I'm taking a call, whether I'm in the chat room. Now, for those who know me personally, some know me on different spectrums throughout my life. Some have known that I've grown. Some people don't think I've grown. Some people, regardless of where you think I am right now. I am a sinner. I'll say it again. I am a sinner. I will not judge you, but I know you will judge me. My job is not to be the judge, executioner, and the jury. My job is to love, encourage, and have unity throughout my lifespan. So, for those who want to throw mud or misconstrue my words, entangle my words, use them for means in which I didn't want to use them, that is completely up to you. But once again, this is my belief, this is who I am, and this is how I will operate in this time, in this space. And I will humble myself. I am a sinner. The difference between people who are in a certain position and fall are people who don't open up to truth. Because when you don't open up to truth, it's harder when you fall, and it's harder to get back up. I say to you, my brothers and sisters, friends around the world, I am not afraid of the truth. And I'm not talking about truths in the world. I'm talking about truths for myself. I know who I am. My pastor knows who I am. My wife knows who I am. My children knows who I am. And my sister and my brothers and my mom know who I am. My uncles and my aunts know who I am because I am my father's son. And I'll leave it at that. But just because I am my father's son doesn't mean that I have to wallow in that. A sinner is somebody who falls down but get back up. So, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, welcome to Simon Farms, the 2024 edition. And I would like to welcome you to this platform. This platform was designed to be a Christian community where people could come and speak their truth, and I will explain that in a second, come and speak their truth and get things off their chest. That's why it's called Sound Off Forum, because this is a place where you can get and sound off. Now, one thing that the rules are based upon is let's try to use less profanity than we possibly ever use, because I believe that people can speak without using profanity, but that's just me. It's my platform, so I can control that. Secondly, let's not use hate nor fear in order to get our point across. If you don't like the platform, please don't listen. If you don't like the platform, please don't tune in. But don't stop others from hearing or saying the truths because you do or you do not agree what they believe that the truths are. Let's get to what I meant by their truths. You see, truths are not absolute. And let me explain why truths are not absolute. We believe in, and I say we, people who believe in Jesus, believe that the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament is true and is divine by the people in which God, Jehovah, has inspired to do, to write. That is our Christian truth. If you are a Muslim, Muslims believe in Jesus. They just don't think that he's the Messiah. They think he's a prophet, but he's not a Messiah. So from that perspective, if you live in a community that in which your faith is a Muslim, then your truth is that Jesus is not the Messiah, but a prophet. Am I going to sit here and argue with you, try to persuade you that Jesus is the Messiah? Well, if I'm sitting here arguing with you, trying to persuade something that you have lived with and been immersed with and experienced for all your life, that is your truth. That is your perspective. Now, you can have two people in the same room experience the same thing, and both of those people will tell you two different events because from their perspective, that's their truth. So when I talk about a person's perspective or a person's truth, that is what they went through. So me and my sister grew up as we felt in a very humbling situation growing up. Her perspective is different than my perspective. One, because I'm a boy, and two, she's a girl. That's a total different perspective. Me and my sister both were in the Army. We were both in the United States military. We both served overseas. Her perspective of the Army is totally different than the perspective that I have in the Army. We are both stationed in the same duty area in the same region, but her duty was different than my duty. But when we spent time together in that same region together, once again, our experience and our time together was great, but we have both experienced two different things. So I say to you, let us be kind. Let us be gentle. Let us be good. Let us be righteous. Let us be non-judgmental. And use Jesus' righteousness and Jesus' justice in order to move forward in constructive conversations. I'm not trying to steer you to the left or to the right. I am simply coming on here to give people a platform to speak, to give information, to spread love, to spread hope, to spread faith, unity, and peace in the way that I can in my influence. There are these subjects that we talk about, we master according to my old episodes that I've done, that will be controversial. Some people think they know who I am and what I believe, but for those who really don't know me, they have to take time to know me in order to understand where I believe and what I hold to be self-evident and what I hold to be true. And it might surprise a lot of people what they believe, what I believe in and what I say. But once again, I'm not apologetic because that's what I believe. Once again, I believe things, but does not mean that I do not love people. I have no hatred in my heart for anyone. Sorry, let me back this up. I used to say this back in the day, and you'll go back and you'll listen to some of my episodes. I used to say that I have hatred for three people. One was Henry Kissinger. He's dead, so I can take him off the list. The second one, I should have used the devil first. The devil first. And people who hate people. There's no need to hate. But there's something about our human nature that makes us divulge in this fight against flesh and blood that we call flesh and spirit, what they call terrestrial, which means earth, earthly, and then you have celestial, which means spiritual, or spirituality or spiritual beings. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm super educated and I got all these degrees. You can take it how you want to take it. But I will get into more depth and more context when we go into different episodes. So so once again, I always say to people that this has always been a good format for me to come and just speak and just get things off my chest. I used to just, sometimes I would just pop on and just talk because it was just an outlet for me to get things off my chest. And once again, that's what it's for. So those are a lot of ways in order for me to express myself in the atmosphere in which we're going in. I definitely want to bring up the artificial intelligence conversation, because the artificial intelligence conversation is so, oh my goodness, it's such a strong concept. Most people will think and say AI is a very good thing, we need it, but my opinion, and I will go into great detail when I start going and doing it's going to be a mini episode about AI, because that, my brothers and sisters, is the future. And I am about future telling, prophesying, and getting people ready for things to come. I haven't always been a visionary because I love to mind my own business and stay in my lane. But I will play this for you. And I always played it because it will set the ground rules for what I will speak to in the minute, in the future. You see, we are coming into a time in which things are being being fulfilled through what we as believers understand called revelation. And this revelation was given to the Apostle John, who was on Patmos and had a full-out visional decree of dreams in order to forewarn us what is to come. Now, those who have an ear, let them hear. Sayings of these understanding to what revelations will spill will be the ending of everything that has already happened to what will happen from the time that Christ returns in the second coming and then Satan taking over for 1,000 years and being returned to the pit, but also what Daniel had foretold in the book of Daniel, right? So those are things that we're going to go and we're going to dive in deep because those are the type of spaces that in which I am in right now. And let me not deceive you. I am a funny guy. At least I think I'm a funny guy. So I will laugh and I will giggle because that's just the kind of person I am. I love to smile, I love to giggle, I love to laugh. I always tell my family that I should be a comedian, and they say, no, you get roasted too much. So leave yourself open for these things. But I love my family, and I take it with a grain of salt because I know it's coming from a good spot. That is not the truth, but I'll laugh with it. So I'm going to play something that I haven't played, Lord, in years. But I am going to play it for those who are new to the podcast. I know this is called Blog Talk Radio. But the new term that people are using now is podcast, whatever you want to call this, a podcast, a blog, whatever, you know, you can call it whatever. But I haven't played this in a very long time. But it has always been in my arsenal to explain to people why I do what I do. So I will play it, and then I'll explain it.
They had three major policies that were going to be followed. First, Lucifer says, we have to make sure that people, humans, get to believe that Satan and his angels do not really exist.
You know, Roger, that's interesting because a recent research study report that I read indicated that in a national survey, I believe it's over 75% of people mm-hmm. do not really believe in a real tangible devil. Mm-hmm. But there is one.
Oh, yeah. The next thing, the three-part policy that they had adopted there, the second one was to find a way of being able to get total control of people's minds. And that would be done by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introduce it as a new science for the benefit of mankind. They felt that by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introducing it as a new science for the benefit of mankind, it could then use people of great renown, educators, people of capacity, that would do great things, such as supposedly regress people in time to former lives. And, of course, after the session is over, the person would not know a thing about ancient history. And the person she or he is talking about performing, you know, certain deeds, let's say, 3,000-4,000 years ago. But this was their strategy. Now, what this would do for the thing is this, that it would create in the minds of the general public, solidly, set in the mind of the general public, an unwavering trust in that great deception. So now this would be a way of de-Christianizing the Western world through the avenue of mysticism.
The three things were, number one, that they did not want Satan did not want the human family to think that he or his angels existed.
Right.
The second point that you made had to do with taking control of people's minds.
That's right.
The third point was what?
Was to destroy the Bible without burning it.
Okay.
See.
And what was the strategy on that?
On that, it was very interesting. Because after the Great General Council, it was decided that Satan would tutor Charles Darwin personally in setting up the principles of his theories of evolution. He was tutored by Lucifer himself, Fallen Lucifer. And at that time, it was understood, Satan and his spirit counselors understood, that if a person was led to believe in the theory of evolution, it would, in his life, destroy completely the creation week of the Bible, the fall of man, and final redemption. It would do away with it. Anyone that teaches a theory of evolution is considered to be a minister of a great religious system. And he said that every teacher of that theory is recognized by the spirit as a person of great value and receives a very special unction from Satan himself, giving great power to induce spiritual blindness, to convince and convert. Three capacities. People are going to eat the stuff, because it says spirits, demon spirits, will declare themselves to be inhabitants of far distant planets in the galaxies that are coming to warn the inhabitants of planet Earth of the impending destruction of the planet unless something seriously proper is done to avoid it.
metaphor. If you think about Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of that one. The genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
You know, the universe is this great genie, and your conscious mind is Aladdin that formulates the intention of what you choose for your life.
Very heart and core of all these secret societies lurks the Kabbalah. It is a method of encoding information through a system of mathematics and numbers. These people that belong to the secret societies never dared to write down in any language what they knew, what it was that they were guarding, because then someone could steal it and then the secret would be out. So they took this knowledge and they made it occult through a system of encoding encryption, one of which is mathematics, numbers. Another is architecture. Everybody wonder, why do they have a fraternal organization called the Freemasons? Aren't those the guys that build walls? You bet.
All right. Let me tell you, it gets a little murky. The water gets dirty. If you go back and you listen to my old podcast, and like I said, I'm going to remaster some of them. But if you listen to some of my old podcasts, you will understand why I played this clip. I played it pretty much almost every episode, and because I needed to be for people to get that through their minds and understand. This man who was speaking about the three things, was a Satanist, and he was part of different rituals that went on. And if you need the video file or whatnot, I still have it, and I'm able to upload it and give it to you if you'd like it. The question would be, George, why would you play something like this? One. Two, how do we know if it's real? Three, I don't believe in none of that. So how's that supposed to affect me? Especially in the future, because I don't even believe in the Bible. Okay. Let's break this down. Roger said the first thing that Satan and minions, I call them minions, want everybody on the spiritual plane to the earthly plane to realize is that they don't exist. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in the devil. Or you believe in the devil and you don't believe in God. Or you don't believe in God, you don't believe in devil, but you believe in ghosts. The second thing is to burn the Bible without using fire. I'm going to come back to that one too. Go ahead and put a little pin in that one too. Jump down to the third one. The third one is to take hypnosis out of the cult and put it in our everyday lives. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have entered into the age of that very same thing. We no longer hear with our ears. We no longer touch and get a feeling. We have technology. We have an app. We have cell phones. We have tablets. We have laptops. We have TV screens, smart TVs that do our beckoning and call. When we grew up, after 12 o'clock. There was no such thing as a 24-hour infomercial. The TV had snow on it. Now you can get anything you want 24/7 as a touch or reach of something. It is, have been said, scroll or swipe on all these different apps. And they're doing it for hours and hours and hours. And then sometimes the app kicks them off so they can go and do something different. Not only that, we have parent control devices that limited our children of how much screen time they can get. If we do not limit that, then the children will be on it from the time they wake up to the time they fall asleep. Not only that, will they fall asleep with the device still in their hand. And would you know, wizards and witches, they use crystal balls. Back in the day, they used to use mirrors. And mirrors, ladies and gentlemen, are gateways or portals into the spiritual dimensions. Now, you may not understand that or realize that, but we will get into the occult. The occult is basically witchcraft. There's different phases of witchcraft. There's different types of witchcraft. Think about it as being a denomination. There's different denominations, whether you're Protestant, you're Lutheran. If you're a Protestant, you could be a Lutheran. You could be a Mormon. Well, Mormons are different, but Jehovah's Witness. You could be a Catholic. You can be a Baptist. You can be Pentecostal. You can be Methodist. You have all these different denominations. Just the same as God has it, Jehovah has it, the same that Satan has. So the occult breaks down in different secret societies or different groups that believe different things because their goal is different. Their means in which they want to speak to a specific demon is different. That's the third thing. Hypnotizing us, and we're being lulled to sleep. And this is why people are calling people sheeple, because they're just following blind. Right? Let me get to this. This is my pet peeve. Why people stop talking about being woke? You have no idea what woke is. I say this one more time. White people who are using the word woke, please stop. You have no clue what it is. You are educated in secret societies or the occult. If you are aware of that, then you are a different person. And I won't refer to you as that. Because it takes on a different meaning. All right? So let's go back to the first thing. First thing is to make sure that humanity don't even believe in the devil. Well, I mean, that's pretty much obvious. I mean, so, you know, we have this thing in America where we have our religious freedoms, which is part of the First Amendment, which is perfectly fine. Depending on what state you are, depending on what region of the state you're in, depending on what county you're in. But I'm from Louisiana, so depending on what parish you're in, all makes a difference in the way that we perceive certain things. So if you are from Louisiana, majority of the people that are live in the bayou, if they don't believe in voodoo or they don't believe in are not atheists, then more than likely they are Catholic. And that's because we were ruled by France. We were the largest state of the Union. Napoleon conquered Louisiana all the way up towards Oregon and Washington, so we know about the Louisiana Purchase, okay? 1816. But that is important, right? Once again, people believe in different things. So there's some Protestants that believe that people who are baptized should be either sprinkled or fully immersed. That debate has been going on for millennia because people can't seem to agree on. But once again, that's why you have different denominations, because that's what you believe. And you usually go to that church. So that's that. The devil has clearly faked out a lot of people because people believe in science. Mr. Roberts said that the devil holds the people who teaches this such thing in high regards. Now, the question is if you're teaching something that you don't even know comes from the occult and the devil holds that in high regard and you are sticking with that, the question would be, is ignorance still bliss? Is ignorance still bliss? And that's a good question. I'm not going to answer that today, but I just want to sit there and think about that. Or is it easier to just say, well, I didn't know that? Or when you hear it, you research it, try to find out a little bit about it. Who knows? And then let's go circle back to the second thing, burning the Bible without burning. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are growing up in generations where the generations of children who cannot read. Cat Williams said it the best. He said, how can we say that the children are our future and we don't pay the teachers? They're very, very interesting. The children are our future, but we don't want to give our children what they need in order to be successful. And then you tell the teachers that are teaching them, deal with it, get over it, we're not going to pay you. Oh, by the way, you're going to have crappy insurance. But we want you to live in debt, and we're not gonna take care of you, because you're supposed to be there to take care of our children. Yeah. Right? So children can't read, and if children can't read, and they're constantly in the streets, and the streets have taken over them, then the devil himself are in the streets. Now, I'm about to go old school on y'all, but they say the freaks come out at night. You hear what I'm saying? Mama said, ain't nothing good going after midnight, so better not be in the street. You hear what I'm saying? After midnight, there's nothing good. The freaks come out at night. Mm-hmm. Come out at night. Who's in the streets? Going in Jesus. So as we can see, in this space and this time, it's super important that I come back on and lend a voice to what is coming in the future. You may believe me, you may not believe me. But brothers and sisters and friends and family, there's going to be a truth in your life that you will have to make a decision on. And the truth, when you make this decision, will be life or death. whether in the flesh or in the spirit. For yourself, for your family, and for your loved ones that are all around you. Why do I believe this? For everything that I have researched, for everything that I have spoken about, it all has come true. We talked about gatekeepers. We talked about the government allowing human trafficking. We talked about occultic rituals going on in Hollywood. We talked about occultic rituals going on in human trafficking. Now, I have to be honest with you. I have taken a hiatus from the deep of the deep in the occult. So that, I got too much going on right now. And I have allowed Jesus to shine in my life rather than let this devil be talked about day in and day out. But see, the path of two must combine to be one. Because the prophecy in Revelation says these things will happen. And I'll say to you boldly, there is no fear because God does not want you to have fear. Jehovah does not want you to have fear. And because he doesn't want you to have fear, there's nothing to fear in fear in Revelations. It's like your mother told you or your father told you. If you touch the stove and the stove is hot, you are going to get burned. But you, all-knowing, say, well, if you can do it, I can do it. I'm not going to get burned. But the thing about it is you are not mature enough to understand that they are doing it as an adult and you are doing it as a child. And so as you, as a child, don't take caution. And because you don't take caution, you do it and you get burnt. And what do your parents say? I told you not to touch that. You're going to get burnt. And you got burnt. Now they got to go and heal your wound. You have to go heal your wound because the process in which your hand has gotten burnt, or whatever part of your body has gotten burnt, is a result of you not being obedient to your parents. So how do I know? Harvey Wallstein, all these people getting caught up in these different scandals. Listen, once again, you go back and listen to my, I already talked about that stuff. If it, this has been going on forever. Oh, no, you think it's going on since our time? This has been going on since the Bible. This has been going on since Genesis. But you need a decoder. You need to be able to decode things. You need to be able to have what we call foresight or insight or discernment. And everything that I'm saying, I can 100% back it up. We can talk about how we get to the point, but at the end of the tunnel, the point will be there. It will be solved. The mystery will be there. All the way to the point of finish. It will be finished. It won't be a mystery anymore. Well, that's how I see it. So, I'm I wanted to go another hour. I got an hour and 4 minutes left. I think we'll go ahead and wrap this one up because there's so much that I want to say and I don't want to start jumping the gun, spilling the beans, and going on a rant into the next segment. But this is not a show where I'll be asking for sponsors. This is not a show I'll be asking you for money. This is not a show I'll be asking for Patreon. This is not a show asking you for what your information. It has nothing to do with none of that stuff. This is all free. I said this comment a while back, and it came to my remembrance. And I have to realize people need to feed their families. So sometimes people take on these endeavors in order to be someone, in order to make something out of their podcast, which is it's completely fine. And I apologize for saying that back in the day because I do not know people's financial situations. I don't know people's ambitions, nor do I know their goals in life. And so for me to say that, the way that the world is going, you need advertisement. You need commercial. You need to be able to do certain things. And once you start getting your numbers up, you know, people start paying attention and they start watching these commercials or the ads that they have. And it's important for their growth, for their product. So I apologize for making that statement. And I just told you the reason why I apologize for that statement. But on my show, I will not be asking for that. This is not that type of show. For those who hunger and thirst, Jesus' word is free. I don't need to push an agenda, which I have no agenda. The agenda is basically getting out information out that I feel that I have been blessed of knowledge with in order to help people understand what is to come. I am not saying that I am prophesying. I am not saying that I am foretelling the future. I am simply saying what I have learned and what I have done research on to enhance and try to break down what Jehovah has given me. And so as I come to the closing of this, if you have any ideas or any suggestions or any questions that you want to send me, you can send information to soundoff947413@gmail.com. That is soundoff97413@gmail.com. And you can hit me up there, leave a message. Ask me questions, try to suggest different topics, shows or individuals that you would like for me to try to invite, get on the show. But I want this to be informational. I want it to be fun, right? And sometimes, you know, we might have just special guests, just random people, you know, just to have a little fun, you know. Shoot. Maybe I might holler at Cat Williams. If I get Cat Williams on there, since she's so hot. Since she's a truth teller. You see what I'm saying? But I thank you for your time. I thank you for your energy. And the next time I see you, next time I hear from you, you should be signing off. Have a good night.